Let's do it. Welcome to the That's Good Sports podcast. It's like That's Good Sports YouTube channel, but longer with...
Not as funny.
Not as funny because the jokes don't exist. No editing unless Will says something racist, sexist, or homophobic, which is like every other word these days.
There's actually a lot of editing. Take it back.
Today, we're gonna talk a little XFL. That seems to be so hot right now. A lot of talk about Taysom Hill this week. The quarterback free agency market is just getting weirder and weirder in terms of rumors and guys maybe being traded. Matthew Stafford was rumored to be on the trading block, but then was said he wasn't. Myles Garrett back in the NFL. And Nikki Chambala wrote an article. It was about the Bolin family and the Bolin Trust. And it was very long, but I decided to read it, even though I'm tired, because that's the kind of dedication I have to this job that we do, Will. And I learned that there is quite possibly an eighth Bolin child. So Pat Bolin had 7 kids, and now I learned he had an eighth. Did you know that, or is that news to you?
No, this is definitely news to me.
Yeah, so, which, that is a lot of kids. Somebody commented like...
Approaching Philip Rivers territory.
Yeah, what, does Rivers have 9? Is that where he's
at?
He's
got 9.
I can't.
Yeah, rest in peace. Pat won't be having any more, so.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
I assume. I mean, technically you could, I guess.
If he froze his sperm, maybe?
Yeah.
Which, when you're rich, like, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
I would. Yeah. I might freeze my sperm and then order it to be thawed and inseminated every 20 years after I die for the next 100 years.
It'll be like, you know how they say about Genghis Khan, like one out of every 3
yes.
people in Asia are descendants.
Is related
That's
to Genghis Khan.
That's what it's going to be like.
But for
here,
me.
Here in the United States of America.
For my inferior physical DNA, my, let's see, brain, pretty average. Ability to grow hair? Ooh, going to be a lot of hairy kids out there.
Yeah. Kids, like 7-year-olds running around with full bushy beards.
Not a beard, but that's when the mustache starts to come in. About 7 or 8. My mustache started coming in when I was like 12, and I had moved to Wichita, Kansas. And then I came back like for Christmas that year, and all my friends were like making fun of my mustache. And I knew it was there and I knew it was getting like noticeable, but I don't know. I guess I was in denial about it. But once your friends like make fun of you for having it, I was like, okay, better start shaving. I was embarrassed to like start shaving. I don't know why. I felt like I was too young. I should have just started shaving.
This will make fun of you for anything. There's no logical reason behind it.
No. And then when I got back to school, somebody was like, you shaved your mustache off. And I was like,
and they made fun of you for that.
Like, I made up a story about how I was shaving it, and I just shaved off too much, and I had to shave off the whole thing. Like, I don't know why I felt it was necessary to have, like, like an excuse. I don't know. It was weird. I'm just glad I don't have to go through puberty again. Fuck.
Yeah, it just sucked.
Yeah, it did. I kept thinking, too, it's like, pretty sure my penis is going to get bigger at some point. And then
that's the thing. Puberty just never is the same. You know, like, the penis you're born with.
I guess it's done.
It's done.
Good thing I'm getting hair on my lower back now and my penis is exactly the same.
Yeah, like, it'd be cool,
Mom.
If, like, you know, old people, like, their ears start drooping and their nose gets bigger.
Yeah.
As they age. How does that gravity not apply to the dick?
I feel like it does to your balls, but the penis is, like, impervious to getting bigger for any reason.
So stupid.
That might be the best evidence that
God's not real.
God is real, and he's an angry, vengeful God.
Well, the Chiefs also won, so.
What's that?
The Chiefs won, too, so.
Oh, yeah. So there's no God.
We've settled that one.
There's a devil, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And he's alive and well.
He is evil.
Speaking of the devil.
Yes.
I don't know how to segue that one. I thought I had something.
Who are you going to segue to?
I wasn't sure if I was going to do XFL, Taysom Hill, Myles Garrett, or Jameis Winston.
Wow. I could see it applying to all.
Speaking of the devil, one of his greatest opponents, Mormon Taysom Hill.
His greatest nemesis who could end him, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill. He does it all. The Swiss Army knife with three wives. So the big story surrounding Taysom Hill now is that Saints aren't really sure what to do with him at this point. They've got bigger fish to fry, obviously. Speaking of the devil, the Saints have done a good job at serving him recently.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I'm saying? But Taysom Hill views himself as a franchise quarterback, despite the fact that he's completed something like 7 passes in his career, which has only spanned a couple of seasons.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet that Mohamed Sanu had more completions than Taysom Hill. I didn't check to see if it was true, but I like that stat.
Yeah, it sounds pretty close.
I bet Julian Edelman does for sure.
Probably, except I think he'd have more, except one of them was dropped by Drew Brees in the Super Bowl. Or Drew Brees, Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
That's Let's true. See.
Yeah, no, definitely. They also have Teddy Bridgewater, so it creates an interesting dilemma. We don't know if Drew Brees is going to come back or if he's going to retire, but he said that he's only going to play for the Saints. So we've got this this love triangle going on in New Orleans. And what would you do if you were the Saints?
That's interesting because a lot of misinformation, I feel, has come out of New Orleans. And that is not even factoring in the whole pedophile thing. They sort of perpetuated the thing about Drew Brees retiring. Not perpetuated it, but they were like the first to say he's thinking about retiring. And I believe he is thinking about retiring or coming back. Then they said they believe Taysom Hill was the future starter. Taysom's wondering whether they believe he's their quarterback or not. Teddy Bridgewater is the guy they actually started this season in place of Drew Brees.
Right.
And he won every single game, but they've been kind of quiet about Teddy. So I feel like they're trying not to tip their hat in case Drew Brees does retire. But I don't know. I would go with Teddy Bridgewater based on the fact that he showed he could win with the team that they currently have. Taysom Hill is intriguing because of what we've seen Lamar Jackson do, right? That's basically the only reason.
Right.
Lamar Jackson is this incredibly gifted athlete who the Ravens figured out how to build an offense around his strengths. Taysom Hill is not Lamar Jackson. I don't even know if Taysom Hill can throw as good as Lamar Jackson, but he provides the option of being able to do multiple things with the quarterback. I don't know if you roll with that guy as your starter. Depends on how much he wants to get paid, but if I had to choose, I would trade him and keep Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, and we should point out that currently Teddy Bridgewater is a scheduled free agent. Taysom Hill is a restricted free agent.
Yeah, so the Saints can match, right?
Drew Brees is on the brink of retirement. So hypothetically, if they did nothing, all three of them could be gone. So they have to actively make a decision going forward.
Which is fine because then they – could you – what if Drew Brees, say in the next week, announces he's going to retire and then the Saints sign Tom Brady?
That would be pretty devious.
I mean, that would suck. But if you're talking about a team Tom Brady could go into and probably
win
right away, it's New Orleans.
I'd have to agree.
I think like
Michael Thomas can have 180 receptions.
I saw a free agency like power ranking listing and they had Brady at 1 and Brees at 2. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Like Drew Brees just had a
a much better season.
Incredible season to Tom Brady. So I don't know. Like, I hate lists, which should be good when our Patreon list video drops today on YouTube.
Yeah.
I realized.
Yeah. Good plug.
One omission All right, so, we left there was Tyrann Mathieu. Pretty good free agent pickup for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
But he came on really strong in the playoffs. But anyway, what were you going to say? Something about the Saints?
I was going to say, like, I think Taysom Hill's best role is, like, exactly what he was doing last season.
Yeah. If you could have Teddy Bridgewater as your starter and then bring Taysom Hill in for the, let's call him wild gadget.
Change of pace. Yeah. Offensive weapon.
Yeah. Just let him play receiver, blocker, kick returner. What? I don't care. Quarterback sometimes.
Yeah.
If Taysom Hill leaves,
you know,
what's a team that would like take a chance on him as a starting quarterback though?
It's a really interesting question. And maybe I know Tampa Bay. I wrote about it yesterday and immediately forgot.
Yeah, well.
Could he fit in, like, Carolina's offense?
Yeah, because Maybe. They have Christian McCaffrey. I think any quarterback can fit there. When you've got a running back, you can dump it off to.
Be a pretty devastating read option, I think.
Yeah. I think that's a great team.
I don't think he's really an upgrade over Cam, though.
No.
Depending on the health.
Cam was gone if Taysom Hill's there. And then you have – I don't know what kind of offensive –
Oh, you know who I said? I said the Raiders yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
Because the thing is
– Groom loves him for some reason.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely like white guy, gritty.
Give me your grittiest white guy. That's
give me your grittiest white – religious, won't get sucked into the Las Vegas lifestyle.
Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Oh, maybe not. Yeah, a lot of Mormons in Nevada to begin with. Proximity to Utah. It's a thought because you wouldn't have to get rid of Derek Carr right off the bat, and you could kind of integrate him into the offense slowly, and then once Derek Carr pisses you off because he doesn't throw more than 3 yards down the field, say, hey, Taysom, get in there. Take some shots.
He does.
And they're mostly intercepted because he's only thrown 7 passes in the NFL. And we forgot that he wasn't that good of a quarterback at BYU. It's just really athletic. And quarterback takes a different skill set than playing wide receiver and running back and kick returner and punt protector.
FedEx. I got a FedEx, Will.
Are you looking at your window?
Yeah. Let me see if I got a sign.
Okay.
Carry this shit. Nope, don't have to sign. Never mind. False alarm. He was just slow at getting away from the door. Yeah, I'm not sure Taysom Hill is a starting quarterback. He seems like the kind of guy you got to build around correctly. Like, yes. He's not a quarterback who's so good he's going to go into a place and succeed no matter what.
Agreed.
Based on the Saints offseason, I hope they end up with none of these quarterbacks and have just the worst fucking season imaginable.
It'll be funny. I think we're all getting tired of the Saints kind of woe is me attitude after those 2 playoff games.
Yeah, well, I'm mostly talking about their PR pedo stuff.
Yeah, then I was going to get to, like, you know, you throw that in there with the whole pedophilia. Not a great look.
No. Why would Drew Brees retire would be my question. Because he plays great.
Play for an organization that has been helping pedophiles while he's been there.
Well, yeah, but he still looks like he's good enough where – he could go somewhere else then.
Well, some quarterbacks.
But he might be realizing. What's that?
We've kind of lost sight of this with Tom Brady, but not every quarterback wants to play until their arms fall off.
That's true. That's fair.
And they're literally carried off the field in different pieces.
Brady.
Some quarterbacks want their last, like, want their last impressions to be them playing well.
I think Drew Brees just wants to. I think he wants to get paid more. That's just my guess.
Possibly.
I think he wants more money. Okay, Myles Garrett. This pissed me off. So what's today? Thursday. So Tuesday, it was reported that he met with the NFL about his reinstatement, and the report was that the NFL did not have a timeline when he would be reinstated. And then they reinstated him the next fucking day.
So the timeline was 24 hours.
Just, why couldn't the NFL just be like, we'll probably know within a day or two, a couple days, we'll have a decision.
You've also had like 2 or 3 months to think about it.
Yeah, and it makes me mad because I make a video talking about like, probably not going to, we might not know for a while, and then they update it the next day. And I would have just waited to do the whole fucking Myles Garrett story after we got that in. It's something nobody else would complain about, but I'm complaining about it.
It's probably, it feels like something where he like walks into the league office and they're like, oh, that's right, you are suspended. When are we reinstating you? We've been thinking about it, but we don't have the timetable right now. Get back to us tomorrow. Yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh yeah, you're reinstated now.
What'd you do again?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, he's not even going to be a starter, so yeah, sure, you can play. Did you help any Catholic pedophiles in New Orleans with their PR control? Okay, yeah, you can play again.
Yeah, go for it.
Play again.
Why not?
Did you
steal any signs?
Yeah, the Astros stuff? Did you do any of the Astros stuff with the trash cans and the thing? How bad did they cheat, Will?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I keep hearing about it, and I'm.
They really. The thing is, like, people are getting mad because they're very, very unremorseful.
Yeah.
They don't seem to think it was cheating, or if it was, they don't really care.
So was that their first World Series that they won?
Yeah, I believe so. If not, then, like, forever. No, I think it was their first one.
I think, like, as a fan, if I'd been rooting for a team for a long time and they never won the championship and then they won and then we found out they cheated, I would think that's cooler.
It's a weird feeling, though, as a fan.
I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, we got away with cheating. That's how we won the World Series. That's, like, a great story that everybody's going to remember and be pretty upset and divided about. That's awesome.
Well, just ask someone from New England
how they felt about it.
The first six
five
times.
Of the six times.
Yeah.
One of them was legit, and I won't say which one.
It was the Eagles one.
And it's not the one you think. I'll tell you after this break.
That was the one where they slipped Epicac into Donovan McNabb's Gatorade on the sideline.
Ooh, pukey McNabb. And Tio had a broken leg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's one of the great Super Bowl performances, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the Panthers Super Bowl, they cheated by, like, just, like, shifting John Casey's helmet a little bit to the right. His, like, sense of direction was off, and he kicked it out of bounds.
They cheated by playing the Panthers, let's be honest.
They cheated by playing Jake DeLome in a Super Bowl. Jake DeLome was awesome in that Super Bowl.
That was a good Super
Bowl.
I was rooting – I think – was that the Patriots' second Super Bowl win or third?
Yeah, that was the second.
I was rooting really hard for the Panthers. That was before, like, I truly hated the Patriots. I just didn't want them to win because they were going for back-to-back titles, right?
Or did they're going for 2 out of 3. Because they won the first one, then they missed the playoffs, and they made it back.
Okay, so yeah, that one I wanted the Panthers because they were an expansion team. And then the one after that's when I started to hate the Patriots because the Broncos had their back-to-back Super Bowls, right? Which was special. It made the Denver Broncos like an elite NFL company for winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Really hard to do. And then the Rams were going for back-to-back Super Bowls, but the Patriots beat them. So I was rooting for the Patriots to win that first Super Bowl because I didn't want the Rams to have the same prestige as the Broncos did. And then 3 fucking years later, the Patriots are going for back-to-back Super Bowls, and I didn't want them to win because it was going to make the Broncos back-to-backs look less impressive. And now when you think about it, when you're a good football team, there's a good chance you're going to get back to those Super Bowls. Unless you're in the NFC, like none of the NFC teams can get back to back anymore.
No, the NFC, the NFC is weird. They can't even repeat in their own division. Most the
Seahawks
of the time.
Almost did, I guess. They lost.
They're very close.
How they? That's when my Patriots hatred started, though.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the Seahawks Super Bowl. I was like, I don't think so.
No. Way back.
Let's see. We got a. Jameis got LASIK eye surgery. Our good friend Adam Rank joked that he now has 30-30 vision.
Correct.
Which
pretty solid joke. Give it up. Here's the thing. I saw a lot of 30-30 vision jokes. I want to know who had it first. We got to have Adam Rank on to see if he stole that joke.
I think it's one of those things where it's a very logical conclusion to come to.
Yeah, it's a pretty obvious one.
As far as jokes go.
Once you see it.
People arrive at it independently, like the pyramids.
Yeah, fair enough.
Our brains work in very similar ways. More than we like to admit, I think.
Yeah. There's for a lot of these things, there's only so many jokes that work, you know? Unless you're a true genius.
Like us.
Or
because Conan. Who could come up with a joke like Chad Kanoff and say it 5 times fast?
Chad Kanoff, Jackanoff. See? So,
yep. There we go.
So it's
there
right there.
So the name.
I think I saw Andrew Mason say something about his first name should be Jack. I was like, all right, Andrew. All right.
Andrew working blue today.
Working. Yeah, XFL.
Affiliated with an NFL franchise, you get to make those kind of jokes.
Yeah, he gets to say whatever the fuck he wants.
He's independent. A strong, independent man who can make masturbation jokes.
Andrew Mason is a guy I would – if you and I ever get to turn my show into a real show that somebody's paying to produce and I can have an actual staff – Mason's a guy I want.
$1 million.
You're coming with me by default, so that's already lost.
By default,
By working with me for fucking coming up two years now, Will. We're gonna have a 2 year anniversary.
Isn't that crazy?
And I always say working with me, not for me.
No.
I just say for me.
We're collaborators.
But Andrew Mason's a guy I would like. He's got so much football knowledge in his brain. He's got a good sense of humor, and he would be able to make me look a lot smarter than I am.
He despises – he's like us in that, like, he hates hot takes.
Yeah.
He hates take culture. He's very logical. He's very reasonable. Very rational, pragmatic.
You follow Andrew Mason, and you tell him
– and tell him
– Will and Brandon sent you for his jack-off Kanoff joke.
Yep. He's in the gang.
Yeah, he's in the gang. He's in
the gang now.
And then after Andrew Mason, I'll try to get I'll see if John Stewart wants to jump back in as a
John
writer.
Stewart. Yeah. David Letterman. Maybe.
Letterman. Just all the old guys.
Johnny Carson. We'll dig him up.
Leno? Where's Leno at?
What? Leno taking up the whole screen with his fucking chin.
He can teach me how to be likable to middle America.
The Midwest, yeah. I was gonna say.
I think I already do pretty well right there. Now.
I think you're covered.
For some, even though I consider myself a progressive, I think I struggle with progressives. I know, because if I make a joke against the progressives, nobody says shit. I go the other way, I start to catch heat.
You sure do.
Catch the heat.
You sure do.
We still got to endorse our candidate.
Right.
We've talked about it, and we said we were going to endorse one, and then we never did.
Well, it's a long process.
Yeah, I think maybe
each candidate.
It could be a thing where we say we're going to endorse the candidate each episode, but we never actually do.
No, we will.
But then once whoever wins, that's who we say we endorse the whole time.
I like it. What if it's Donald Trump?
What if it's Donald Draper?
You know, I was thinking, because I was watching Call Me By Your Name this morning, that you could really just insert John Hamm into every Army Hammer role, and it would be like 25%
seamless.
Better.
Just a little bit better.
Why don't you call me by your name? Don Draper.
I shouldn't even have mentioned it. Just an excuse to get Will to do his pretty good Don Draper voice.
Doing it again. He won't stop.
I'm just jealous. I can't do it.
John Hamm on the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, I told you, we got a stepping stone. You got rank already. Get
Damn. Oh, yeah,
shot.
We got to see if he's going to get us Draper.
Then we get Draper.
Do you think John Hamm would be mad if we just referred to him as Draper the whole time?
Probably. I don't think he'd come back. I think he'd like politely laugh and then be very mad off screen.
I heard it.
Fuck with those guys.
I heard ads for Mad Men on a podcast I was listening to recently.
Interesting.
And at first I was like, whoa, because it started off with like their New York ad men. And I was like, wait, are they doing another like ad guys show? Like,
spinoff.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, this is just they're advertising Mad Men.
A show that ended like 5 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good. I need to rewatch
it. Advertising a show about advertising.
That's fucking meta.
Think about that.
All right, let's talk about this XFL shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you texted me Saturday and you're like, are you watching this game? And it was the first one, and I was. And I was like, reluctantly. And then you were like, yeah, but it's pretty good. And then I was like, yeah, but I just didn't want to watch fucking football today. And then I watched the whole thing. Like, I was just going to watch a little bit and then maybe watch the end. So I kind of knew what was happening because I knew there was 4 games. But the first game was the best game, and it got me really excited. And the like Twitter was – the engagement was really high. The videos about the XFL did really well. So, like, I'm more excited this weekend to do it, even though I still don't think they should have Saturday games. But what did you think of it overall? Like, after you watched all the games, knowing kind of what we did with the XFL or the AAF last year, how'd you feel about this first round of XFL shit?
It just looks more fun than the AAF. There's a better package around it. It does, but there's like a more like, I don't know, it looks more like colorful and fun and like inviting than the AAF. AAF like truly looks like a minor league football.
Yeah.
League.
It definitely felt like full on second tier.
Yeah. And maybe it's like they got good attendance too in the XFL games. Maybe that's because, you know, they're playing in stadiums with 20,000 seats in them. And it's easier to make it look fuller. But that's like part of the illusion though, right?
Yeah.
Kind of part of it.
The whole advertising like campaign behind the XFL has been like 10 times better than the AAF, maybe even more times, 30. I don't know. But I don't remember like ESPN or Fox or any of those networks talking about the AAF before it really started.
Right, because, yeah, AAF was like on CBS for like week one and then like CBS Sports and TNT, I think.
Yeah, and then
it's kind of buried. Like, if you don't have cable, probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, you had to have like the deep sports package cable to get their games.
Yeah.
But like, just the buildup before was covered, and then the broadcast of it was the same as NFL. Like, you're getting, I mean, you got Steve Levy calling the first game with Pat McAfee on the sidelines. Like, that was pretty cool.
Diana Rossini shoving microphones in people's faces.
Right.
The worst moment of their life.
And then the kicker fucking bouncing back and nailing a 54-yarder after that was cool.
Respect.
I don't know. I thought the football was pretty good. I felt like Sunday the football looked more comparable to the AAF in terms of the quality not being as great. But I was also I was doing man shit Sunday, Will.
Watching the Oscars, man shit.
No, I had a fucking pipe sprung a leak in my basement in my water heater. I go down in my basement.
I'll put some chewing gum on it.
Yeah, basically every day, like to shoot an episode or to exercise. People don't think I exercise, but I do. Now, I go down there and there's just all this water all over the floor. I'm like, oh, fuck. Which normally I would have caught because I'm down there every day, but my neck went out and I didn't shoot a video for a few days. So my basement was very wet. There's just this water springing out of a pipe. And of course, I immediately, you know, panicked and called my daddy. What do I do? What do I do? I covered it with duct tape first to limit the further damage. But then I had to go to the hardware store, you know, get some shit to fix it, which is, it's really easy to fix. But when you just don't know what to do.
That's the hardest part.
I'm like, do I got to get a new pipe? Do I shut the water off? My dad's like, you don't need to shut the water off. Like, just tape it up, get yourself one of these things. And I fixed it.
Yeah.
But it took probably about five times as long as it would have taken a real man. But that was in the middle of the football game. So the whole point of that story was I didn't pay as much attention to the second round of games.
Right. I'm glad that you, being a full 12 years older than me, have the same exact reaction that I would have had.
Daddy!
Same problem.
Daddy, how do I fix this?
Call my papa. Ask my papa for help.
They grew up, you know, when you had to be a man.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm glad, like, I never...
We're just large boys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even large.
Lost. Just big boys. Not men.
I'm a boy. I mean...
We're boys in men's clothing.
Like, I work on a computer all day, but if something goes wrong with it, I still don't know how to fix that shit either.
Lost.
Somebody help me.
We live in a world where we know how to operate stuff, but we don't know how it operates.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, my dad was like... When he would fix shit and you try to teach me, I told him when I was a kid.
Staring blankly.
No, I said, I'm going to have money. I'll pay somebody to fix this one day for me.
And?
And I'm getting there. Hey, Dad, can I borrow some money to get this thing fixed at my house?
Yeah, I'm going to have money. Your money.
I'm just, yeah. All that money you're working really hard for, Dad, I'm going to borrow a lot of that. My trust fund.
Okay, XFL stuff. So we know, like, the sideline interviews, like, they're entertaining and they're going to make for some interesting sound bites. Yeah. But
you have to trade off all the bad moments to get – or boring moments to get those nuggets every now and then, right?
Yeah, it feels uncomfortable to me, to be honest. And I think long-term, it would be better not to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it kind of gives like a sense of, and I think the same way about like miking up the coaches and everything, it makes it a little amateurish. It makes it come off as amateur.
Interesting.
Because the top shelf product like doesn't do that stuff. And I don't.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason we'd want that is because like we know those people, and we're curious what they would say in those moments. And to some extent, like, we do have it with, like, mic'd up that they'll cut to on the sidelines for, like, Monday Night Football or something like that. You know, Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, stuff like that. But with this, like, we're not really invested in the players, so it's not particularly interesting. It's just bunch of guys we've never heard of for the most part.
I feel like on that point, though, it kind of helps you get to know some of these players. Like, I know... Maybe. I know
not really saying anything.
I know the face of the Defenders kicker now.
I know
his name's Rosas or something. Rojas. Rosary. Okay, I guess I don't know his name. So.
Yeah.
Point to Will.
Number two. He's number two. I know that. And he was sad after he missed that 35-yarder.
But then he redeemed himself. I liked hearing the coaches. Talking to the players, like, when the play was starting. calling in the plays. Like, I don't really give a shit, but I liked hearing the coach call in the play and then be like, check seven, watch this guy, or whatever the fuck they said. Like, I found that part kind of interesting.
But you know that if, you know, if the XFL becomes more and more popular and the coaches, like the big coaches and players have leverage, because you can always leverage yourself into the next level with the NFL, it'd be like, all right, we're going to have a bargaining agreement where if I'm sticking around, we got to get rid of this and this. And the first thing that they want to get rid of is the microphones.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, depends. Depends on how much attention they want.
Probably not.
Also, Vince McMahon is pretty good at getting away with doing whatever he wants for complete disregard for the health and well-being of any of his employees.
Yeah.
I just watched the John Oliver WWE thing, and I was like, oh, fuck.
The last thing I want to touch on was the kickoff. I think the kickoff's pretty interesting. I think it's a creative solution to a problem that we've been kind of pondering for a long time.
Yep.
It's not taking away the potential for a big play. If anything, it makes a big play more likely.
Yeah. And I think
you know, it's safer from what we can tell.
They made the play better and safer in one try. Yeah,
pretty much.
And the NFL's been trying to do this for years.
Pretty much, yeah. And they're just like, well, our solution is to – we're just going to kick it further.
Yeah, they're like, we're just going to make it nearly obsolete. We're going to
make it pretty much a formality.
Because what the XFL moved it back, so it's harder for a kicker to kick a touchback. Yeah. They just eliminated the players running down the field. They're like, the problem is – the 40-yard sprint before collision. Why don't we move that line over to the other side of the field, put the two lines together, and then not let him move until the guy touches the ball.
Right. Create some interesting strategy.
Yeah, it makes, I think,
kickoff teams like relevant to the game again.
Yeah, you're going to see more kicks break. Because there is one line of defense, and the kick return teams did a better job, I felt, at tackling than I expected opening week. But a couple returns almost went the distance, and I thought the big thing was a kick returner can botch the kick and have far less consequences. I think it was the Roughnecks returner. The ball like hit his foot and shot 10 yards forward, and he was still able to run and get it and had like the biggest return of the weekend.
Yeah.
And you've seen like kickers drop the ball and pick it up, you know, plenty of times. But I think if your kick returner is not as worried about making that mistake, you're going to see bigger plays. And there were like 92% returns as compared to 36% in the NFL. So it was far more interesting.
It is. I don't know if the NFL will ever adapt to that or adopt it, I should say.
I don't know why they wouldn't. They fuck with everything else.
Right. Right. I mean, like, leagues, I don't think are as afraid of making fundamental changes anymore. Like, we just saw the MLB, a league that like is historically rigid. Like purist.
Yeah.
Add a new rule yesterday that completely changes the game, where relievers have a 3-batter minimum before you can.
Oh shit!
A new pitcher. Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Pace of play. Mm. Because like, you know, like, you'll send in a reliever, he'll throw two pitches, getting out, and then you have to go to commercial again and get another guy warmed up. Yeah. So, changes, like, strategy, changes everything.
They should have just...
And I like it, too.
Got rid of the pitcher to speed up the game.
I guess. Like, it would have thought, like, a T?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
You think... hitting a ball off a tee is pretty easy. But if you make that tee, say, metal, you hit the tee and that tee doesn't go anywhere, hitting's going to be pretty challenging.
What about like an electrified piece of metal and the bat is also metal?
Now we're talking.
And you can't wear gloves, and there's no gloves.
No.
So if you miss, you get
electrocuted. Players got to catch it with their bare hands.
Yeah.
And even though they don't need it, I want baseball players to have to wear the old football leather helmets.
I think they should have to wear those like World War I German helmets with spikes and catch it on the spike.
Oh, shit. That's you either get, or one of the like war gas masks.
Yeah. I think every three innings they should get gassed and the survivors get to keep going.
Welcome to baseball, fixed by Brandon and Will.
Yep. It's the most dangerous sport since rollerball.
Then they tried interleague play. Intersports play.
Intersports play.
It's a classic from basketball.
Oh, that's a movie.
Anything else from XFL?
Do you have like a team?
No.
A team that you're attracted to? I kind of like the Defenders for the uniforms.
Yeah, Defenders looked the
cleanest uniforms.
Like the all-around best team. They had special teams plays,
good quarterback
defense,
play.
Offense, quarterback looked good. I think the Vipers could make a big jump. They look like the worst team. I don't think they are. But no, I want to latch on to a team, but you've got to, it's like you got to develop a relationship with the team.
Exactly. Who knows at this point?
And all the close cities are cities like St. Louis, Houston, and Dallas. And
teams we have no, yeah. Yeah, the closest team to me is LA, and most people in my part of the state hate Southern California, so, and their sports.
And they look terrible. Their franchise is a fucking mess right now. I'm writing about that for the next episode. But if Albuquerque had a team or Boise, you know, like a city I could root for to be good. Like Houston, they have the Texans. Dallas has the Cowboys. St. Louis, I'm kind of leaning towards because they had their football team ripped away from them. But it's still in Missouri. And the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. So, like, does that state need a football team?
I think it's different. Like, it's hard if your team gets ripped away from you. Like, it's hard to just, like, latch onto a new team and, like, really be invested in them.
No, you know? I'm sure, but
– like, if the Broncos left and you had, like, the closest team to you, it would be Kansas City, Chiefs. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's not happening. But, like, say, like, you had to become, like, a 49ers fan if we're going to just shoot west, straight west.
Yeah, well, 49ers Raiders are tough because they're so close in proximity. They were so close. But those fans didn't like those teams. But I feel like if I grew up in San Francisco and say I was a big, like, I liked the state of California, I could have seen myself being, like, NFC, all-in 49ers. And then my side team being the AFC Chargers. But I don't know. I've never lived in that sort of that world.
No, I know. It's not a good world to live in. It's a dystopia. It's a dystopian future where you have to have two NFL teams.
So I want the Boise just moving, or
because they're moving so often, you have to have a backup.
Yeah.
Every team is relocating to L.A. Say hello to the Van Nuys Broncos. The Westwood Seahawks.
Ooh.
Calabasas Cardinals.
That's got a ring to it.
Beverly Hills Colts.
The Long Beach
Lions.
Lions.
There where you go.
Those beach lions.
The Santa Monica Patriots.
Ew.
Yeah. I don't like it. That's what the NFL will be in like 50 years.
just all California teams.
Oh, God, with any luck, LA will be underwater.
That's mean, Will.
And then Las Vegas will be on the coast. Probably, right?
That's a big chunk of the country, but yeah, sure. In your apocalyptic future, the Raiders are the best coastal team in the league.
They're suddenly on beautiful beachfront property.
Okay, well, we made it through a podcast.
Politically.
We made it through a football podcast.
Good ending.
Okay.